This episode is brought to you by Iams Pet Food. When you choose Iams dry dog or cat food, you can see a difference in your pet with your own eyes. Healthy energy in 5 days, healthy digestion in 10 days, and healthy skin and coat in just 25 days. Satisfaction for you and them. Guaranteed or your money back. Feed Iams dry dog or cat food and see a visible difference. Visit Iams.com/difference to learn more.
And welcome in. Great to be back with you here on ESPN Radio. It is Amber and Ian. Mark Zeno in for Amber alongside the incomparable Ian Fitzsimmons. We are back in the saddle. No Major League Baseball until Friday, so you got us tonight. Ian, great to be back with you. Make sure you guys hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call online, 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Again, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Dude, back in the saddle. So pumped to be here. We got so much to do tonight, including two Monday Night Football games, brother.
And, man, let's just crank it up right now. With Albert Breer, from Sports Illustrated, MMQB.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Albert Breer. Zeno, let's just get right to it, man, and let's talk some ball. Bert, we appreciate your time. It's been too long, man. We've been preempted for about a month, it feels like, for Major League Baseball. So back in the saddle with Zeno, your number one takeaway from yesterday in the NFL was what, Bert?
I mean, I think it has to be – well, I've got two, and I know that's a cop-out. But, I mean, number one, I think that Jets-Steelers game sort of was informative for all of us on the state of those two teams. And, you know, the Jets being here at 2-5 now, it feels like they pulled every lever. And they fire the coach, they lose. They trade for Devontae Adams, they lose. Now they'll get Tom Reddick back. Hope that they will be able to beat the Patriots on Sunday. I mean, Steelers almost, I won't say quarterback, but Russ goes out and plays a good game for them. Looks, you know, a little bit more like the Seattle Russ than the Denver Russ. So there's that one. But I think my biggest takeaway is just the strength of the Lions, you know, and that, even just beyond, you know, how physically strong they are, how mentally strong they are, and going into Minnesota and falling behind 10-0 like that, and the fake punt doesn't work, and it probably felt like the roof was going to cave in on them, or it would for a lot of teams. And just seeing the way that Jared Goff played, I think he's an MVP candidate. The way Jahmyr Gibbs ran, how strong they are at the lines of scrimmage, even without Aiden Hutchinson in there. Brian Branch looks like a star. You know, as kind of a versatile defensive back. I hesitate to call him a safety because I feel like he can play everywhere. The Lions, I don't know, man. Like, I know the Chiefs are what they are, right? So it's hard to call anybody but the Chiefs the best team in the league. But the Lions really felt that way yesterday when you watched them come back in the Vikings.
Yeah, Albert, when you're talking about the Jets, it sounded like my dating life. No matter what I do, I end up losing. So there's that. Speaking of losing, a lot of guys went down yesterday. Injuries, Deshaun Watson, Brandon Ayuk. No. I mean, you're going to be a busy man at this trade deadline. I feel like this may be one of the most, you know, jam-packed trade deadlines we see yet. Do you see it going that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think we always say that, you know. But there are some interesting names out there. Now, a couple of things have been preempted by pre-deadline moves, you know, with guys like Amari Cooper and Devontae Adams already being traded. I think there will still be some teams sniffing around for receivers. We'll see if the Chiefs want to add, but Carolina with Adam Thielen and Deontay Johnson, they could be a team willing to sell off some parts. The Titans with DeAndre Hopkins and potentially Treylon Burks. You know, and I think the one market that people are paying a little less attention to that could wind up, you know, creating some movements is with the pass rushers. And Detroit's an obvious one because they just lost Hutch, but there are a few teams out there. Baltimore is one that I think could add pass rushers. And there are some decent names out there as well. Zadarius Smith from Cleveland. I mean, teams are going to call on Myles Garrett. I think it would take like heaven and earth for Cleveland to move him. But I think Zadarius Smith is a realistic target for teams. Jadeveon Clowney, you know, in Carolina, who's obviously got a lot of experience. I could see some of the big name pass rushers moving there at the deadline too.
Albert Breer, NFL insider for Sports Illustrated, MMQB.com. Follow him on Twitter at Albert Breer. Joining us here on ESPN Radio with Mark Zeno, on me and Fitzsimmons. Bert, I got laughed at, man, to start the year when I said the entire NFC North might make the playoffs. when you look at that division
right now, football.
What do you see? What do you see?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would have been crazy based on where the league's been the last couple of years to say that the NFC would have the toughest division in football. It doesn't matter what division, just that the NFC, that the somewhere in the NFC the toughest division would be. But that looks like it's the case right now, and I'm not sure it's all that close. You know, I think Minnesota's legit. You know, give them credit too for hanging in there with a really good Detroit team. Chicago's on the way up, and I think the Packers are going to keep getting better. I mean, Jeff Hafley's been able to maximize guys, you know, like from their older veterans, like, you know, like your Rashawn Gary's and your Jair Alexander's who've done it, to, you know, younger guys like Evan Williams. Like, Jeff Hafley has really gotten a lot out of that defense and playing more of an attacking style. And then I just, like, look at that young core, you know, like the tackles, Rasheed Walker and Zach Tom, the young receivers, Wicks and Watson you know, and Romeo Doubs and Jaden Reed, the young tight ends. I know Musgrave's hurt now, but Tucker Kraft looks great. You know, and then at the center of it all, Jordan Love. They weren't perfect yesterday, but they were able to take a really good Houston team into deep water. They held C.J. Stroud to under 90 yards passing. And Love made the throws he needed to make at the end. So I want to say I could see three of the four teams making the Super Bowl, and maybe that's going a little over the top. Like, maybe Minnesota isn't in that category, but I certainly think, you know, Detroit or Green Bay could get there, and Chicago, like, looks really dangerous too. So I'm with you. I think it's the best division in football right now, and I think there's a chance all four of them make the playoffs, especially when you look at the standings in the other divisions and how things seem to be playing out, where I think one or two of those divisions could have a 9-win champion.
He's Albert Breer of the MMQB joining us here on Amber and Ian, ESPN Radio. You know, a year ago we sat here like at this time, I feel like all we talked about in the NFC was Cowboys and Niners, and the AFC was the deepest conference ever. Now it seems like it's completely flipped. It's Bills and Chiefs, or Bills and Texans and Chiefs, and after that, the rest of the AFC feels pretty soft, and the NFC looks as deep as ever.
Yeah, I would say, well, you know, I would say there are some teams kind of laying in the weeds in the AFC. The Ravens, I think, have started to hit their stride. So, you know, if you're talking about the Chiefs and the Bills and the Texans, I would put the Ravens in that category. They turned over 60% of their offensive line. They had to replace Patrick Queen. They've got a new defensive coordinator with Mike McDonald off to Seattle. And so that's a lot of transition, but that's a really strong program, and they've played really well of late. I put the Ravens in that group. I think the Bengals can get there too. The offense, we know what the offense is. And, you know, Joe Burrow is still one of the best quarterbacks in football. And Ja'Marr Chase is Ja'Marr Chase. T. Higgins is starting to hit his stride.
Albert, in fairness, this is the team the last 2 weeks that struggled to beat the Browns and the Giants. They scored 17 and 14 points. They got 21 points of a kickoff.
Here's what it is, though. What it is with them right now, I think, is that their defense isn't what it has been. And
right.
I really just trust that Lou Anarumo is going to – I have faith that Lou Anarumo is going to find a way to figure it out by the end of the year. Now, their corner situation isn't very good, and they need young guys like DJ Turner to start to turn the corner, right? And the pass rush outside of Trey Hendrickson hasn't been where it's been the last couple of years. But if you can get a Chris Jenkins going, if you can get you know, Sam Hubbard back to where he's been, like, I still think they have the pieces. You know what I mean? Like, and they're the one team that really has shown an ability to challenge the Chiefs at Arrowhead. You know, I think, you know, like a lot of teams, the Chiefs are like the Patriots used to be, where there's an intimidation factor. It's almost like they get 10 points just for the helmets. You know what I mean? And the Bengals are the one team that has shown that they are not intimidated by going into Arrowhead, and they're capable of beating the Chiefs in high leverage situations.
Yeah, but they're not going to have that opportunity. I mean, look, if they lose one more game and fall to 3-5 before and Hendrickson is an interesting note because he's got one more year left on his deal. Is that a guy and they still haven't paid Ja'Marr Chase yet. Like, if I'm teams looking for a pass rusher, that's who I'm calling.
So that's the thing about where they're at. And that's what's weird about their situation right now. They've got a lot of guys in that sort of spot, right? Like, so Hendrickson obviously had a contract issue over the summer. They are going to pay Chase. I think Chase is going to be there for a long time, but T. Higgins is playing for a contract as well. And that can definitely create some awkwardness. You know, they're in that transition phase right now where they're moving from having their quarterback on a rookie contract to their quarterback on top of the market contract. That means you've got to build your roster a little bit differently, you know. And look at the Chiefs and how the Chiefs were able to do it. They had to trade Tyreek Hill away, but they drafted exceptionally well on defense. So I'm with you. Like, the path to victory becomes more narrow now. And, you know, something Buffalo's found out. Like, Buffalo, if you look at the guys they let go this offseason, no Micah Hyde, no Tre'Davious White, Jordan Poyer, Mitch Morris, Stephon Diggs. But, like, they're starting to get production from young guys, from guys they've drafted and developed, like Khalil Shakir and Dalton Kincaid. So you just look at where the Bengals are right now, and it's, you know, like, it's going to be in a spot over the next couple of years where they're going to be offloading some of the older veterans, and they're going to need to really start to hit on draft picks to have a strong middle class going forward.
Bert, every weekend it's been a wild ride in the NFL, but in college football with your beloved Buckeyes, as you are, you know, hey, Buckeye Bert, I mean, college football has been insane. How are you feeling about your Bucks now, son? How are we doing? How are you feeling? Even after I lost to Oregon.
It was funny, Fitz, because I had this conversation with a few people if it was going to feel different. And, on the day of the Oregon game, it didn't. It felt like if we don't lose, the world's coming to an end type of feeling, you know? And I had that tension. And, like, there was still, like, the hour after the game where I'm just sitting there with a blank look on my face, like, just out of it. And then in the morning I woke up and, you know, in the past when you suffer that kind of loss, you wake up the next morning and it's almost like the fall is canceled, and I didn't feel that way. So that was good. I mean, that's an effect of the new system, is that the fall wasn't canceled when I woke up the next morning. I don't know. How do you feel about them, Fitz? You've seen them up close.
Yeah, so I'm against Iowa, man. They're good. They look like an NFL team when they come out of the tunnel. I promise you that, man. So
I know. They didn't play like one against Oregon, though.
But Oregon's damn good, too, man. They're a playoff team, and I think they're a team that survives and advances in the playoffs. So for all Buckeye fans wanting Ryan Day's head, shut up, kick back, prop your boots up like Bird is, and enjoy a wild ride at the end of the year.
Life in the big city, Fitz. That's life in the big city.
That's it. That's it, Coach. Hey, ask Kalen DeBoer right now, Alabama. There you go. Right, life in the big city.
I think that honeymoon was over in record time.
Those inbreds are getting all over him already. Hey, Bert, we always appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, boy.
Thanks, Albert. Yeah, that honeymoon ended in Nashville pretty darn quick, didn't it? It was over fast.
And Vandy's good. They're good. We'll touch on that later. I know. We have a lot to get to. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have a lot to get to. All right. Make sure you guys are part of the Amber and Ian Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It's not college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. College football, it's a pepper thing. Coming up next, guess who's back? But should he be? That's next. Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson. It's Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/network.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
Welcome back. It is Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio. We are back after the LDS-LCS hiatus that put us on here on Amber and Ian. Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson alongside Ian Fitzsimmons. Follow him on Twitter at Ian Fitz at ESPN. I'm at Mark Zeno, M-A-R-K-Z-I-N-N-O. We got a lot to get to here on the show again. Make sure you tell your smart speakers to play ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. All right, outside of us being back, Ian, Tua Tagovailoa is coming back to play football again in Week 8. After Week 2 getting one more time slammed to the turf and having his, looks like, I think, 102nd concussion over the course of the last 4 years, that knocked him out for, what is it, about 5 weeks now, 6 weeks. He looks like he's headed back to football, and you heard Tua Tagovailoa address the Miami media today.
I'm frustrated, but this is what it is. Do I want to be known for this? No, I don't, but that's the cards I've been dealt with, given the history of it. So I appreciate your concern. I really do. I love this game, and I love it to the death of me. That's it.
All right, so 4 concussions going back to his days at Bama, right? The tightrope surgeries on his ankle. But when you're talking about your brain, you know, I will never, ever, Zeno, tell anybody what to do with their lives. It's not my life. Not my place. I know what I would do, but I'm not going to sit here and tell Tua Tagovailoa what to do. You know, my daughter Rowan was a hell of a goalkeeper. You know, when she got her third concussion, my wife and I went, that's it. You got glass head. You're shutting it down. You know, and she was being recruited by schools, you know, and D1 schools. No, it's over. You're not playing anymore. I have to be a parent. Now, she wasn't old enough to make that decision. I made that decision for her. Now, Tua is a damn adult. You know, and he's got, you know, what, who knows, 60, 70 million, you know, already banked, maybe more than that with endorsements. I know what I would do, and if it were me, after 4 concussions, and the last one wasn't even that vicious, Mark. I mean, that was one where you got Derek's coming in for the Buffalo Bills, and it was more Tua going into him than it was, right, you know, him going into Tua.
Yeah, DeMar Hamlin when he hit him.
You have that type of a concussion. It wasn't one where you get up and you're a little wobbly. I mean, he had the clenched fingers, right, and everything else. So it's his decision. He's a grown man. He has a family. He has a network around him. It's not my decision. It's not your decision. I know what I would do. And after watching that, and that were me, and it wasn't even that hard of a hit that caused me to have that reaction, that kind of a concussion, I'm shutting it down. But that's me. That's what I would do. I'm not telling Tua what he should do.
Okay, I agree with you wholeheartedly. But to your point, you know, he is an adult. But sometimes somebody else has to be the adult in the room. And medical professionals and bosses have to take over and prevent people from harming themselves. I don't want to get, you know, political, it's election season and all, but, like, you know, we do this at certain points, both in local government, state government, federal government, where we protect our citizens from themselves, right? Like, we put laws and rules in place to protect them from themselves so they don't purposely injure themselves and others. And that's the only real question to answer here, is that are the people around him being more of an adult in the room than he is? And is it their responsibility to do so? I think that's a fair question to ask. If doctors are sitting here legitimately, knowing what we know now about concussions, about CTE and everything else, and how onset CTE later in life, okay, is becoming the issue. Dave Durison, a bunch of other players.
Junior Seau.
Junior Seau, thank you. And I forgot the other one from the Bears. Anyway.
Going down the list, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't somebody else supposed to be the adult in the room and have the conversation and say, Tua, this is not worth it?
I'm going to throw this to you. And for people who don't know, Mark Zeno served our country. He is Army and defended our right to have these type of conversations. At what point do you reach out to a brother in arms, right, or whatever, and say, hey, man, you need help. Don't do this. Because, well, I mean, and that's, again, I only bring that up because PTSD is beyond real, right? Right? And CTE is beyond real. So at what point do you reach out?
I mean, you reach out when you realize that they're not willing to help themselves. That it has gotten to a point where, I mean, you know, without getting into too much of the weeds here, you know, some guys refuse to help themselves, but, you know, when you do everything you can, it still unfortunately ends up the way it does. But still, to the point of when you realize someone isn't willing or going to help themselves, you have to intervene. You have to intervene, and before something gets worse. The difference is that, you know, what's going to happen to Tua, he might not feel the effects of for another 10, 15, 20 years. Or, you know, it could be shorter than that. But I don't know if – is Tua married? Does he have a family? I don't, but, I mean, you know, if he hasn't, he's going to start a family. And, you know, what are you doing to that those kids that you might be demented, literally demented by, and not have your capacities to be able to do
or,
it? So,
or the other side to the competitor, right, that Tua is, maybe you don't ever get another concussion.
Right.
But that's a risk that he is willing to take. And I will never tell another man or woman what to do with your life.
Again, now the bigger issue here, and the more important issue here, is that the NFL has this, you know, little wee bit of a problem about preaching about player safety and concussions and protocol and everything else in a $750 million lawsuit that they settled, you know, to avoid paying a couple of hundred billion in the whole thing. And yet nobody in the NFL is sitting here going, guess what, dude? You can't play here anymore. Go to the USFL, go to another league. Sorry, we're not dealing with this. We care more about your physical well-being than we do about you cashing checks or the Miami Dolphins cashing checks. So guess what? You're done here. That's the end of the conversation. We are medically retiring you with benefits. Have a nice life, Tua. Go play football somewhere else. Because that is a conversation the NFL should be having.
And will they?
I don't think so.
No shot.
I don't think so at
no
all.
No shot.
They literally should. But, I mean, again, it goes back to the hypocrisy of what the NFL does in these spots here that makes it very hard to trust their decision-making process when it comes to any player injury or any head injury or the having, words
or
player
having
safety.
Teams play 3 games in 11 days.
Exactly. So there's all that. All right, we're going to hear more from Herm Edwards. He's coming up next. Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson. It is Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
In the world of football, one name stands above the rest. Nick Saban, a legend known for building dynasties on the gridiron. And in the world of interior paint, Bear Dynasty is a legend in its own right. It's the best of Bear, with everything you want in a paint, all in one can. And it's available exclusively at the Home Depot. Just like Nick Saban's powerhouse defense, Bear Dynasty defends your walls with unmatched stain repellency and scuff resistance. And with one coat coverage, you'll be able to complete your painting project and bask in your team's colors before kickoff. Defend your walls and your game time with Bear Dynasty interior paint at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Bear Dynasty and Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Color Collection.
Welcome back to Amber and Ian here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Tell that smart speaker, play ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call online, 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. And right now, let's welcome in ESPN NFL analyst and former head coach of the NFL, Herm Edwards, joins us here on Amber and Ian. Coach, welcome in. Great to talk to you as always.
Well, thank you.
Coach, we were just talking about Tua Tagovailoa deciding to come back and play football again. I'm curious your thoughts. You know, look, Ian and I both agree. Nobody should tell a man how to live, what decisions to make, anything else. It's his decision. But at what point are the other adults in the room and the medical professionals in the room responsible to say, listen, I don't care, you're done. In your own best interest, you're done. You know, like as a former coach, do you feel like you would be inclined to sit down and have a conversation with him and say, hey, this is not worth it, young man. There's more to life than what happens after football is over. Where do you sit on all that?
Yeah, I would obviously be in that position.
You know, the player has to make his own decision. I know this similar happened to me when I was in Kansas City with Trent Green, and he ended up retiring. Now, I don't think I talked him into retirement, but I think he was at a stage in his career where he was a little bit older as a quarterback. And it was a scary situation. I mean, you know, he was out for – he was a month and a half out. And we had a long conversation. And, you know, after the conversation was over, I mean – but, I he talked to numerous people before, you know, I got involved in it, but decided to retire. So, you know, Tua is a young player, and I think we heard him talk today. And he's willing to continue his career, and it's tough. I mean, it's really tough to tell a guy to retire when he's young with something like that, you know, with the concussion deal. Because guys just think when you're a football player that, you're invincible. And this is part of the deal. So it's interesting, to say the least.
Coach, my daughter, Rowan, had three concussions. And as a parent, my wife and I looked at her and went, look, I know you're getting offers from this school and this school and being recruited. You're done. Shutting it down.
Yeah.
That was as a parent. And she was livid with us at the time.
Yeah.
But now gets it. As a coach, how do you have those conversations, if at all, you know, with a player?
Well, I mean, you tell him, you know, that there is life after football and that you know, you got to make sure. And, you know, life is dangerous. I mean, every time we wake up and we leave to go outside, we never know. You know, I mean, I think about how many accidents and people are killed in accidents, right? Just the common get in a car, you know, and you know, and you can explain all that. But, you know, athletes are built different. They just are.
Yep.
They're different, you know, like a police officer, you know, like the people that serve our communities. I mean, every day they go to work, you know, something could happen, right? I mean, but that's just kind of what they do. A fireman, I mean, you know, we forget about all that sometimes, you know, and when we see a football player because he, you know, you see it's part of what we witness on television that it becomes a talking point. But there's a lot of professions that the people are involved in besides his athletics that, you know what, yeah, their life is in danger every time they, you know, patrolman pull somebody over late at night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Herm Edwards joining us here on ESPN Radio. All right, let's get to the football of the week. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at the games that went down. That Lions-Vikings game was one to remember. The NFC North continues to assert its dominance. What was your biggest takeaway from that Lions-Vikings game?
The Lions, I think right now, if you would just kind of, okay, let's rank the National Football League, right? Let's rank them after, 7 weeks of play. You would say right now that even though they have a loss, that the Lions are the best team in football at this point. I mean, the way they're playing.
Bam.
On the NFC side, right? I mean, that's what you would say. No doubt. And maybe on the other side of it, you know, and people can say the Chiefs because they're undefeated. And, you know, that would be an argument, but I think the team playing tonight, with Derrick Henry and the way they've kind of found their way, you might want to say the Ravens might be the best team on the AFC side. So it's kind of interesting. And it's week-to-week proposition, you know, this football. But I think it's funny, you know, every week. Like I was just writing them down today. I was kind of looking like, okay, if the playoffs started today after 7 weeks, you know, what teams, you know, do I like? It's just watching them, the eyeball test, right? And I've got – in no other order, but I've got it this way. In the NFC, I've got the Lions, the Packers, Tampa, Minnesota, the Eagles, the Seahawks, and Washington, right? And on the other side of the AFC, I've got the Ravens, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, the Bills, Houston. Now, here's where it gets sticky with me, and I'm just saying, the Chargers, the Colts, all right? And watch this one. Believe it or not, there's been a lot of talk about this team, the Jets. And the sad thing about the Jets is this, guys. They have talent.
Hold
there's
on
a lot
a
of
minute.
Sad things.
Hold on.
Coach, there's a lot of sad things
Coach,
about the Jets.
Coach, listen, we love you. Where are you going with the Jets here in this conversation talking about playoff teams?
Wait a minute. Let me tell you. Okay, they got 10 games left. Guys, 2001, we were a 2-5 football team, just like these guys. We're 2-5. We won the division. We got in the playoffs. So I will say this. They got 10 games. They have talent. But here's the problem. They're not a team.
No doubt. They have
talent, but they're not a team.
But whose
and
fault is that,
until somebody
coach?
Grabs them, and it's that quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, he's talking about all these things, he needs to lead these guys. That's his job now. No one else's job. Not the coach, not the GM. It's his job. He's the quarterback. You need to have a team meeting, and you need to become the leader. You need to become the vocal leader of this football team, whether you're comfortable of doing it or not. This is your football team, and you got to lead them now.
Okay, I'm diving into here a little bit deeper. Like, how come that hasn't happened yet? Like, how much longer do you have to wait for this to – I mean, this is Aaron Rodgers. He's been in the league for over, 15 years. Like, somebody has to tell Aaron Rodgers to lead this team? I thought that was sort of a given, Coach.
Does the team like it right now when you're hearing talking? Does the team like he's leading this team?
No,
it's
not at all.
It's almost like one of the – here's the sad part about this team. They acquired all these players. They got Aaron Rodgers. And I think when he got there, people just says, well, he's going to lift the whole team up. No, he's not. He can just play quarterback. But there has to be a conversation now within this locker room, and he's got to be the guy that's starting the conversation. And I don't know if he's comfortable doing that or not. I don't know, because I'm sitting here from afar. I'm not there. But I'm saying this. If they want to turn the corner, he's the guy that's going to have to sit there and talk to the football team. Not the coach, not the GM, not the owner, but Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, could not agree more, but Willie, that is a whole nother conversation right there. Right, Herm Edwards joining us here on ESPN Radio, as he does every single Monday at this time here on ESPN Radio on Amber and Ian with Mark Zeno, who's in for Amber Wilson. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. All right, Coach, what are you watching tonight in either one of these games? Take your pick. The number one thing you're watching between – name it. Go. Four teams playing. Hit it. Number one thing you want to watch.
Well, I think the Ravens and Buccaneers are interesting in the fact that Derrick Henry, he's challenging everybody now, maybe as an MVP candidate. And the way Lamar Jackson's playing, and this team has kind of found their way offensively. And then I'm watching Baker Mayfield with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He has 15 touchdown passes. Their defense is playing well. Todd Bowles is the head coach, but he's a defensive-minded guy. This is a big game for them against Baltimore to see kind of how they stack up. And the Chargers and the Arizona Cardinals, obviously, all of a sudden this Chargers team kind of sneaky lead. They're just kind of sitting over there. No one's talking about it. But Coach Harbaugh all of a sudden has kind of put his imprint on this team, and it's become a tough physical football team. It's kind of fun to watch. And you knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of acting. And so the Chargers aren't getting talked about. And I don't know if they weren't considered a playoff team this year. And maybe they might not. But let me tell you something. They've become a hard out all of a sudden. They sit there at 3-2 in a division where the Chiefs are the only undefeated team. And I'm laughing because everyone's asking me, well, what's wrong with Patrick Mahomes? I said, well, Patrick Mahomes will tell you. He's not playing good. And he's not. But their defense is playing good, and this is what I've warned everybody about. He's not playing good, but guess what? They're 6-0. Guess what's going to happen when he plays good? You got a problem.
It's interesting, Coach, when you talk about some of these situations around the league, because, and I know this is a fairly simple question to ask somebody who's a former coach, but I look around and I see how much coaching matters. I mean, last year the Raiders and Antonio Pierce looked like they couldn't lose. Now they can't win. Doug Peterson is falling apart. The Jets are upside down. Zach Taylor is losing control in Cincinnati, and Shane Steichen in Indianapolis is doing it with duct tape and super glue, and Joe Flacco, for crying out loud. Coaching is more important now than ever in this league to separate good talent to a great team than we have ever seen, I think.
Well, you make a great point, and I think how you deal with the room as a coach, that's what I learned about coaching. How you deal with the personalities on your team and how every day, I always had a list when I went to practice. And I made sure I touched all the players during the course of the week. I touched them all. In other words, I had little conversations with them. It could be a minute, could be 5 minutes, could be 6 minutes, but I touched them all during the course of the day, during the course of that week. So I kind of got where their mindset was and gave them encouragement. Some guys that were questioning where they were and,
you know, how they played last week. And so that's where the coaching comes in. It's not about the plays. It's about the players. It's not about the play. It's not about the scheme. It's about the mindset of a football player and a professional athlete in the world that they live in. Because you know why? They live in now what I call a busy world. Everybody's telling them what kind of team they are, whether it's good or bad, right? Everybody's connected to these guys all of a sudden because of, you know, Twitter and all the things that these guys, because they live in this world now. And what you got to do, you got to make sure that they're listening to you because you're the coach. But everybody on the outside world thinks they're the coach, they're friends and all this other stuff. And you got to get through all that stuff. And I tell you what, that's why head coaches are exhausted. The best thing happens to you is when the game starts. Because during the week, man, look here. You are walking around and you're talking to guys and it's just, people don't know, it's exhausting.
No doubt. Hey, my brother always says the best time for him as a coach, national anthem. Because you want to know why?
Exactly
you
right. Nothing
you can do when the anthem plays, right? Hayes in the barn.
That's exactly
hey,
right.
And your daughter, by the way, hook them, man. They're going to be all right. That's a good Georgia team, coach. You're going to be all right. She's going to be okay,
they
man.
They're going to be fine. I don't know if, you know, I don't know if anybody gets through in college football without a loss. So,
hey,
I mean, I
hell no. Hell no.
No, you know, it's too competitive. I mean, you know, there are a lot of good teams out there. But you know what's really funny, guys, and you guys know this, what's really fun to see, and I go way back because I've witnessed this game when I was in Philadelphia, Army-Navy.
Oh,
you know what?
There you go.
To watch that and to just watch the evolution of it, they finally – it took them 50 years to understand there is a forward pass. And it's amazing. When you watch them now, I said, that's Army and Navy playing for all those people in the service, the people that have been in the service or whatever. I mean, it's just fun to watch those two teams play, man.
Listen, the last time we saw this much offense from Army and Navy was in Afghanistan in 2001. He is Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst. Thanks for the time, as always, Coach. We appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
All right. And by the way, for people who don't know, his daughter is an analyst for the Texas Longhorns on Sark's staff.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, awesome.
Speaking of,
but
speaking
Army
of
Navy, come on, man. Yeah.
You know,
Vandy, Army Navy, 23, 24, 25. Hello.
We are approaching something with Army Navy we've never seen. They may play twice in 2 weeks at the end of the year.
Oh, come on with it.
Never happened before. All right. When we come back, there's a lot of strange things in the NFL that are unexplained. But when we get back, I'm going to tell you the one thing nobody's been able to explain so far in the NFL this year. That's next. Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson. It's Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7-foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fade away jumper from the left wing hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Arizona called 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts 1-800-327-5050. Iowa 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico called 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The Kansas City Chiefs will win this game 28-18. It's time, Chiefs Kingdom, to acknowledge that the Kansas City Chiefs is the last remaining undefeated team in the National Football League.
We got plenty of room to improve on things. Eventually, guys will start coming back. The thing I appreciate the most are guys stepping up and then the other guys trusting them to step up.
I think we can get so much better, so we're going to continue to work at that and try to continue to get better as the season goes on.
Welcome back to Amber and Ian here on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. Hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call line, 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Mark Zeno in for Amber. He is Ian Fitzsimmons at Ian Fitz ESPN. I'm at Mark Zeno, M-A-R-K-Z-I-N-N-O. You know, look, I get that some guys are sort of immune from criticism, and some guys are sort of, you know, just because they're likable and they've been good players in the past, we don't criticize their current performance. But I can't understand in the life of me why I'm looking at a quarterback right now who leads the league in interceptions, who's got a lower quarterback rating than Geno Smith, than Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, and Drake May. And in Patrick Mahomes is not being criticized for any of it. Now, I know the reason why. Because Andy Reid is his head coach. But when a quarterback has 6 touchdowns and 8 interceptions through 6 weeks of football, we would all tell everybody, that guy's playing bad and he's a detriment to the team. You could pick a dozen other quarterbacks in this league, most notably Josh Allen, who, oh, by the way, has 12 touchdowns and 0 interceptions on the year. If he was 6 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, the Bills would be 2-5. If Baker Mayfield had 6 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, the Buccaneers would not even be in the conversation. And yet somehow we are sitting here with the Teflon Mahomes immune from criticism about his play the entire season. Are
we, folks, Josh Allen literally has 12 touchdowns and 0 INTs.
Yes.
None. I mean, that Mark was not pulling that out of his rear end. That is a fact. And, you know, you look at Patrick Mahomes right now, he has 6 touchdowns and 8 INTs. He is 16th.
That's a negative touchdown to interception ratio. Yes. That's bad.
He is 16th in total yards this year. Now, Geno Smith has the most yards passing of any quarterback in the NFL. But he also has 8 touchdowns and 6 INTs. So, to your point, you know, Mahomes, if he doesn't have the 3 rings and is not a multi-MVP in the league, he is being barbecued in molasses by Sheriff Buford T. Justice, right? But because he is a 3-time Super Bowl champion and has multiple MVPs, he has been given a pass right now because the defense is carrying the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well,
now,
that,
I will defer the rest
and the
of
head
it
coach
to James Steele, who is a resident Chiefs, like, diehard bleed red fan. Go ahead.
I disagree that he's not getting criticism. People have been saying he's not playing. I mean, Herm just said he's not playing well. I mean, it's clear that he's not playing up to his standards. But
yeah, but he's not getting barbecued.
Let me ask
he's
you.
But he's also making plays, though. Like, he's right? I mean, a 33-yard run to set up a touchdown to put him up double digits yesterday.
The fake go out of bounds run, which, by the way, the league is going to take a look at that.
And then he ran over that defensive back to get into the end zone. I mean, he's still
that guy,
doing.
That guy had a bad room.
He's still doing. He hit a lot of. That guy hit a lot of guys last yesterday. And then whenever it came to Mahomes, Mahomes ran him over. But like, he's making plays. He's not playing great, but he's making plays and they're winning. Like, that's why there's not as much criticism. It's their 6-0. So,
well, again, it's hard to criticize.
It's clearly
6-0.
He hasn't been a detriment to them. If he was a detriment, then, you know, he would have Josh Allen's record.
Oh, my God. Okay, look.
Wow.
All this boils down to the simple fact of something that I've said for a while. And this isn't taking anything away from Patrick Mahomes' talent level, his skill level, ability to make plays in big moments, and be a great playoff quarterback.
Zeno, don't let him
however,
talk outside. You're about to.
However.
Yeah. Here
however.
We go. Here we go.
Andy Reid is the real magic elixir to Patrick Mahomes' success.
And Steve Spagnuolo, defensive coordinator.
Well, yes,
for the
obviously.
City
I mean,
Chiefs.
Again,
the defense is carrying the Chiefs to 6-0 right now.
Which goes back to my simple point. If you give Patrick Mahomes Sean McDermott and give Josh Allen Andy Reid, these numbers look exactly flipped, in my opinion. Josh Allen's the one with 3 rings already and multiple MVPs, and Patrick Mahomes is just a really good quarterback in this league.
I just want to point out that before Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid couldn't get over the hump. So I think it's the tandem of the
well,
two. It's
but
not
remember,
just Andy Reid. It's not just Patrick Mahomes.
Let's just,
it's just an elite combo. I mean, it's maybe
okay,
possibly
much like
the
Brady
greatest
and Belichick,
combo of all
yes.
time.
But I would argue again, what we saw Brady away from Belichick win a Super Bowl, and once Andy Reid, Donovan McNabb, and this makes me go back to think about the Donovan McNabb years, right, when they couldn't get over. Like, how bad would Donovan McNabb have been without – let me say that. Bad's not the right word. How different would Donovan McNabb have been without Andy Reid? Do the Eagles have anywhere near the success if they had a different coach other than Andy Reid?
No, Andy Reid's like one of them – one of maybe the best coach of all time. I don't know. I mean, he's one of them. He's like top five for sure now.
You let him gloss over the one of the greatest combos of all time where Bradshaw and Chuck Knoll or, you know, Walsh and Montana. We're just going to gloss over those guys, right?
Does Mahomes already have, like, more passing yards than Terry Bradshaw?
Different era.
Joe Flacco has more passing yards than Terry Bradshaw. Settle down.
Joe Flacco is elite. Okay. Still elite.
Vinny Testaverde has more passing yards than Terry Bradshaw. Like, let's settle down here. My God. I mean, we are just off the rails here. All right, Lance Taylor, we'll get some betting in before Monday Night Football.
Let's
next.
Win some money.
Here it's ESPN Radio.